Listening Library presents Airman by Owen Colfer. Read for you by John Keaton. Prologue. Connor Brokart was born to fly. Or, more accurately, he was born flying. Though Brokart's legend is littered with fantastical stories, the tale of his first flight in the summer of 1878 would be the most difficult to believe had there not been thousands of witnesses. In fact, an account of his birth in a hot air balloon can be read in the archives of the French newspaper Le Petit Journal, available to all for a small fee at the Bibliothèque Nationale. Above the article, there is a faded black-and-white photographic picture. The photograph is remarkably sharp for the period, and was taken by a newspaper man who happened to be in the Trocadéro Gardens at the time with his camera. Captain Declan Brokart is easily recognizable in the picture, as is his wife, Catherine. He, handsome in his crimson and gold Salty Island sharpshooter's uniform, she, shaken but smiling. And there, protected in the crook of his father's elbow, lies baby Connor, already with a head of blonde Brokart hair and his mother's wide, intelligent brow. No more than 10 minutes old, but through some trick of the light or photographic mishap, it seems as though Connor's eyes are focused. Impossible, of course, but imagine if somehow they had been. Then baby Connor's first sight would have been a cloudless French sky flashing by. Little wonder he became what he became.